preceding show was recorded at Waveform's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive. 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
This is At The Row. You're listening to WGSC 9.7 FM. Abraham. Pastor Hassan. Radio is the freight scene ever. Can you hear me calling out your name? You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. I speak a little louder, I'll even shout.
It's WGXC's Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. Help us raise $25,000 to keep creative community radio live and local in Greene and Columbia counties, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. Call now, 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or visit our website at wgxc.org/donate. And make your one-time tax-deductible donation or become a sustaining monthly supporter. Do your part to celebrate great local radio here, there, and everywhere in your community.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, people of the universe. We are the Game Hoarders, and just like every Thursday, Calvin is standing up for some reason.
Hi. I hit the right button this time.
You did.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We didn't open on 30 seconds of dead air.
It was like 8, but it sort of felt
it
like...
It felt like an eternity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we've got some stuff on the docket today, because, as you all know, it is the first show of the month, and that means...
Shut up.
And that means we have the free games with PlayStation Plus and the games with gold to talk about. But before we jump into that, I just want to point out that as of today, the it's not annual. It's like biannual. WGXC Pledge Drive has begun. So if you enjoy what you hear on this station, and I mean, why wouldn't you? You get to listen to us.
Yeah, we're great. Yeah. Maybe the best show to ever exist. Howard Stern's got nothing on this show.
Okay. Then you can go ahead and make some donations to make sure that we can stay on the air bringing you quality content for as long as possible. If you want to make a donation, you can call in at 518-697-7400. If you didn't get that, you can look it up. You can make a donation online at wgxc.org/donate, or you can come right on down and give us the donation yourself.
Or if you can't do any of these things, you could still call that number and leave a friendly message.
You can.
Make it 10 minutes, please.
Do it.
Make it a 10-minute message, please.
But yeah, so if you want to come down and give us the donation face-to-face, you can do it at the place we are broadcasting from right now, which is 369 Warren Street, Hudson, New York.
You know what? The easier way to describe this is the
stuff.
Or the easier way to describe this is giant church on Warren Street.
Yes.
It's where that. Underneath it. Also just dig underneath it, you'll find
Street.
Us.
Yes, also the only church on Warren Street.
Oh. Well, you know, big stone one.
Alternatively, you can mail in your donation to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York.
If you want to pay for postage, that's up to you.
If
but
you would like to pay for postage, you can
that's,
do that.
No,
if you have a thing against paying for postage, you can make an online donation, you can call in your donation, or you can just show up. Then you can say hi.
You could donate 66 cents. And then the stamp will cover that for a whole dollar.
You can donate 69 cents, because that's the true meme. Anyway, we've got some stuff today, and not all of it is very good, because
lots
quite
of
frankly, things that
yeah.
we obtain for free are often subpar.
But they're free.
But they're free, and that's what matters. So what do we want to start with? We're going to go with PlayStation or Xbox. I can tell you right now, PlayStation probably has the superior games.
Well,
yeah,
well,
Xbox
they're not
is
superior
open
by
on
a
the computer
lot.
Right now.
No.
So.
They're not superior by the whole lot, but they are.
Let's do Xbox game
games.
First.
Yeah. Xbox is already
Xbox
open,
first?
So. All
right. To be fair, on my phone, Xbox mm-hmm. and PS, because I have the foresight to open multiple tabs before
and
the show starts.
There is one PlayStation game I'm really excited about.
But we'll get to that
later, if we have time, which means we need to take up as much time as possible. So
no, this is one of the free games. Oh,
so
right,
anyway,
yeah,
first up, if you haven't gotten it yet, for the first half of this month, Metal Gear Solid 5: The Phantom Pain is still available from last month.
I have not gotten it yet.
So if you want to get that and you haven't gotten
it
yet,
yeah.
you should, because the game's great, like all Metal Gear Solid games. But so for the first half of the month, or actually the entire month rather, we have Assassin's Creed Chronicles Russia. The Assassin's Creed Chronicles games are Assassin's Creed games at heart. However, they are more side-scrolling beat-em-up stealth games than they are actual Assassin's Creed games. This one, as the Assassin's Creed Chronicles games go, it is not the best. Once again, it's free, so honestly, who cares? But you play as Okarov or something like that. I don't remember his name. It's some ridiculously generic Russian name.
Boris.
Sure.
Stalin.
Boris. Lenin.
Yes.
Boris.
I will
I
chuckle
like Ivan.
Sovietly.
You must squat like Slav.
So basically,
this is getting racist.
Yes. Anyway, so you play as your generic Russian character who happens to be an assassin. You walk in on the execution of Tsar Nicholas II and his family, and you help Princess Anastasia escape. If you guys aren't familiar with the story of Princess Anastasia, look it up. It's cool.
Yeah.
There's like the actual story, and then there's the movie that is not made by Disney.
I actually
love
that
movie.
Like,
it also has an amazing soundtrack. And then there's also the Broadway musical,
which I have not seen yet.
It
makes me sad. I want to see it so badly.
Anyway, but so basically, they're all being murdered, and you slide in and scoop up Anastasia, and you're like, nah, you will survive.
Let's go.
And then you get to go through the rest of the game. Anastasia becomes... basically, the entire game is like a 12-hour-long escort mission. However, Anastasia is actually really cool because of some cheese. Where
does she do things?
They decided that she has the lineage of an assassin for some reason. So she can do some cool things with like weird mystical powers. Like, she can teleport. And I don't know why, because no other assassin
can do that. Why is this an Assassin's
Creed
game?
It's a good question, and honestly, it's one that I don't have an answer to. The story is convoluted, but so are all the Assassin's Creed stories, so you can't be that annoyed. Ooh, the pirate became the assassin who became the good assassin.
Who then became the better pirate.
Yes. Magic. But yeah, so if you want to get that, it's free, and it is available from June 1st, which has already passed, until June 30th at the end of the month.
But, like, Assassin's Creed 3 made sense.
Yes, it did. Moving on. For the second half of the month, bleeding into the first half of next month, we have the Smite Gold Bundle. Smite is a MOBO where you play as gods from various forms of mythology. You know, Loki, Cerberus, Chernabog, all that fun stuff.
Thor, who I played as Thor. When I was playing Smite for a whole 2 days.
So the Smite itself is actually a free-to-play game, but the Smite Gold Bundle contains a bunch of gods that are not available, like, straight from the free-to-play. And then also it includes a bunch of skins for the guys. So if you play Smite,
just get
good
it,
on
just
you.
Because.
Just get it. You get a bunch of free stuff. Also, I'm pretty sure the normal price for this is like $100, so you are saving all the money in the world.
Really? $100?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, there's a ton of stuff in this. I don't remember exactly, like, the stuff. I just know that there's a lot.
So, like, even if you play Smite even just the littlest bit amount, download it anyway.
And if you don't play Smite, get it anyway because it's free and you may as well.
You know, if you don't even play Smite, just download Smite. You don't even have to play it, and then download this, just so you can say, I saved $100.
Yes. So, and then for the first half of the month on Xbox 360, which, for those of you who don't know, because Xbox has superior backwards compatibility, you can play these games on normal Xbox as well, or on Xbox One as well, rather. We have, for the first half of the month, we have Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, which is basically Mario Kart, I'm not going to lie.
Like, wow.
But like Sonic.
It's Mario Kart. Wow. Sonic.
And why the is real it on question, the Xbox?
That's a question.
Well, when Microsoft was like, hey, Nintendo, can we try Mario Kart? And they were like, no. We're like, okay, right, well, in that case.
But the thing is, the game is fun. I've played it before. It's fine. It's not like anything to like super get like super excited about. But again, it's free. And if you like bad racing games, then go for it. The real question we have, and the biggest plot hole in this game that doesn't have a plot, is why does Sonic need a car?
That's what I was about to say.
He is a hedgehog that can run faster than the speed of sound. He most certainly does not need a car.
I mean, hey, maybe he gets tired.
He's just like, oh, my feet hurt. Where's my car?
I didn't realize that like hedgehogs were legitimately like extremely fast until I actually got a hedgehog, and I could not catch him. He just ran around my house for a good 5 minutes, and I was like, please stop.
Get
please,
the
Thorn,
please.
Just get the
love
get the
me.
Vacuum cleaner. Just get the hose. The
no, that's
hose.
Horrible.
Get the vacuum hose. Just stick it on
he's
his back.
He's already scared of anything as it is. And like he's just literally constantly scared of everything. Let's stop talking about my hedgehog.
But what's your hedgehog's name?
Thorn.
Thorn.
Pretty great.
I know.
It's an awesome name.
That's
anyway. So if you like Mario Kart, you'll like this slightly less, but you'll probably still like this game. It has characters that are not Mario characters, and that's always nice, because I personally prefer Sonic over Mario 99% of the time, unless we're talking about the villains, because Dr. Robotnik / Dr. Eggman, whatever you want to call him, I don't care, I'm not going to get into that debate. He is nowhere near as attractive as Bowser. Bowser. Your boy Bowser.
Mean...
For those of you who don't know, Bowser's awesome.
Please don't.
And
please don't.
Anyone who disagrees... fight me.
If you know Owen in real life, you know how much he loves Bowser.
Bowser's great.
I got him a stuffed Bowser for Christmas.
Anyway, for the second half of the month for Xbox 360 games, we have Lego Indiana Jones 2, The Adventure Continues.
What happened to the first one?
The answer is no one cares. It's a Lego game. They don't have a real plot
okay.
anyway.
I love Lego games.
I do like Lego games.
I also love Lego games. Guys, it's Indiana Jones, who is awesome, and it's Lego.
Which
is
awesome,
unless you're stepping on
I've
it.
Played every single Harry Potter Lego game. I've played every single Star Wars Harry Potter... No. Star Wars Lego game. I've played every single Lord of the Rings Lego game.
It's like Marvel Studios, this is the most ambitious crossover event in history.
But like...
Mackenzie's convoluted inability to
Lego
say words.
Lego Batman.
Hold my beer.
I've played that.
Lego Batman is great.
I've
Lego
played,
Batman 2 was really good.
I've played...
With Lego GTA
almost,
5.
I played the Hobbit Lego games... I love Lego
Why?
Games.
Yeah, Lego
Those
games
are the only games
Lego
my father
games.
Knows how to play on the PS4 / PS3.
/ PS2.
/ PS.
Yeah.
Was there a Lego
I,
game
I made my
PS1?
Dad play...
Huh?
Was there a Lego game on the PS1? I don't think
Probably.
So.
I made my dad play a first-person shooter game, and he just did not understand how to do it. He was like, all I know how to play are Lego games!
To be fair, I don't know how first-person shooter games work either.
I made him play Star Wars Battlefront, and he didn't understand.
Deep throat,
speaking,
the gun stock.
Speaking of first-person shooters, we're going to segue right on into some non-first-person shooters, because it just occurred to me that Ghost Recon actually isn't a first-person shooter, it's a third-person shooter, so what I was about to, the segue I was about to make doesn't actually work. Anyway, moving on to the PlayStation Plus free games for June of 2018. First up, we have XCOM 2. XCOM 2 is identical to XCOM 1 in every way. So, if you liked XCOM 1, you will like XCOM 2. If you did not like XCOM 1, then you will not like XCOM 2. What is going on over there?
What if I've never played XCOM 1, Owen?
Well, in that case, okay. I suppose I'll
have to
explain it.
It was a really bad Dr. Pepper ad.
Great. So, XCOM is... It's a turn-based strategy game. Basically, it's Warhammer 40K, that, you know, figurine game where you roll dice and hope that good things happen. Except that
Risk with stats?
Yes, it's a computer game. yeah, it's basically Risk with stats, yes. XCOM, you build a bunch of characters. Oftentimes when I play, I model these characters after people I know in the real world. Calvin has, like, there's, like, seven Calvins that I've gone through because I don't know what it is, but Calvin's character dies, like, every four seconds when I play XCOM.
Oh, yeah, well, in Peter's game, I'm the greatest medic in the world, and I never go down.
Well, in Peter's game, he leaves me on Overwatch by accident, and then he's like, all right, we need to capture that guy instead of killing him, and then the guy takes a step out, and my character's like, we got this! Headshot! Oh... We meant to capture him? Well, maybe you shouldn't have left me on react to anything that moves mode then. But yeah, so it's a turn-based game. You can choose a bunch of different things that you build the characters to be. They can be medics, snipers, close combat guys, mech suits. There's a lot of variants, and the game is really cool. If you haven't played it before, it's awesome. I am a stickler for tactical turn-based strategy games. They're like my favorite thing in the world. And I love them.
And you can turn into Battlefield 1, where it's Battlefield Medic Simulator. Basically. Where all anybody plays is medics for some reason.
That's because medics are superior. Are the best. Anyway, so that's XCOM 2. It's free. You should get it. Following that up, we have Trials Fusion. Trials Fusion is literally the mobile game Hill Climb, but with slightly better graphics.
I'm getting it.
Not gonna
Wow.
Lie. So it's a motorcycle racing game. Except that, and here's the kicker, it's not actually a racing game, because there's no multiplayer. Wait, it is all time trialed.
Eh.
It's, you run the course, and then you compare your time
to other
people.
No, you compare your time to other times you've played the course.
Yes. the game, I mean, you know me, I'm not a super big fan of racing games.
The main thing about Trials is that it's a big obstacle course game, yeah. And it's big on, it's supposed to be like how difficult it is to compete. Like,
can I see a photo of this game? Like,
I will pull
that's
one
a
up
whole
for you.
Not me, because my phone is running at the speed of molasses. I'm running at the speed of slime.
I have a 2-year-old refurbished Android phone. Your phone is like infinitely better than mine.
Mine's dead.
Guys, when did the iPhone 6S come out?
I don't know.
No, this model's from like 2013, but I got this 2 years ago refurbished.
I got this 1 year ago refurbished. Fight me. Anyway, mine is just superior to yours because mine is in fact an Apple product.
Right,
well, when it comes to computers, I'm never a fan of Apple, but when it comes to phones, they're always superior to the nasty Samsungs.
I actually feel the exact opposite. I like Apple computers, but I prefer the Android phones.
Have you ever tried to play a video game on an Apple computer?
No.
Well,
Race the Sun. Race the Sun was so great.
That's not a
video
game.
I like Race the Sun.
That is not a real video game.
Race the Sun is on PlayStation. It's like $20, and that's not worth $20.
It's not. Anyway, so yeah, it is... It's a racing game, except that it's not a real... It's almost a racing game. It's 75% of a racing game.
It's a whole 5-minute obstacle course.
Yeah.
50 times.
Yes.
Have you played Bike Race? It's this, but
yes,
with colors.
Yes, it is that, yes. So, anyway, next up on what Sony decided were the less important games, even though most of these games are better. We are going to start off with Zombie Driver... HD.
Ooh.
Can we just skip this one?
No.
So, never.
For those of you who played the original Grand Theft Auto, the one that was a top-down game where you were... It was a top-down terrible shooter where you could get into a car and have really wonky controls while you drove around in said car. This is that, except with zombies. You basically hop the into dream. Your car, which is basically the car that Bruce Willis drove in Death Race, the first one. The only good Death Race. Just kidding, there's no good Death Race. They all suck. They're all objectively terrible movies. It's mounted with guns and armor and all that fun stuff, and you drive through hordes upon hordes of the undead, shooting them with your hood-mounted miniguns that are being fired and aimed through some form of magic, I suppose.
Pew-pew.
Yes, you send in the pew-pew. The game apparently has a story. I don't know what the story is, but I'm told it's there.
If I could have a game where I can just drive around with wonky controls with zombies, I don't need a plot.
Honestly,
I really don't.
Right. Why would anyone need a plot when
I just
want to
run over zombies.
Controls?
I don't even need guns on
the app.
Yes.
Owen, I don't even need guns on the car. I can just run them over.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun.
And also there's just like random like you It's like all the flat out head on games or whatever. The games
flat
that,
out stuff.
Yeah, it's the games that like have the demo derby stuff where like you can run around and for some reason grab power ups because they're going for the hyper realistic touch where you can run around and like get a heat seeking missile off of the ground.
Hey, I love flat out head on. That was the game that was on the PSP. That
yes,
game was awesome.
That game was great. So, on to the next one, we have Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier, not to be confused with any of the 17 other Ghost Recon games. It's a third-person shooter, except that if you press the right, if you click the right analog stick, then it becomes a first-person shooter.
Wow.
Variants. So
interesting.
It takes place, so you, I, as I recall, I haven't looked anything up about this, so I might be wrong, but I'm 85% sure that I'm correct. The game is, it's a third-person shooter where you play as, like, a special ops team. The team is called the Ghosts, or something along those lines. And basically, it takes place in a weird, unpleasant future where the combat technology is awesome. And, like,
what can be upsetting about this? That sounds awesome.
The fact that it's a shooter. And I don't like those. But, yeah, so the game itself is really cool. The mechanics are really cool. There's one thing that they added in this game that was not in any of the other Ghost Recon games, which is probably the coolest thing about it, in my opinion, because I like games that have stealth systems. And
hence why well, there's Sly Cooper fan.
Yes. Well, there's two things. One, you can control multiple guys at once, and you can mark one target while you're in a non-shooting section of the game, where you're just like kind of making your way through things. And if you can get, like, there's some number of guys you need to get to lock onto him. And then you can do, like, some crazy, like, 10,000 times crazier than Assassin's Creed form of an assassination on them. And it's awesome. And then the other thing that there is this game has the cool invisibility suits that they put in, like, that they put in all science fiction now because they're awesome. Where basically, like, it creates an image of what's behind you and puts it in front of you.
It makes Halo.
Yes. And it has a whole thing in this where, because their technology isn't 100% up to snuff, it can't, it can't capture super fast motion. So it only works well if you're moving very slowly.
Like in Halo?
Yes. Except that in Halo,
you're all wiggly.
In Halo, it doesn't work at all.
Yeah, you're right. You're all wiggly, but you can still see you can still see them.
Yeah, no, like,
well,
in Halo, it only works
if you're glancing.
If you're me and we're playing on Infection and I chose stealth mode for the Infected and we're on one of the maps where I have 57 different ways of coming at you. That's the only way it works.
Honestly, I love Halo. Like,
Halo Reach was amazing. We need Halo Reach 2.
We should play Halo at some point in the near future.
Halo Reach 2.
I haven't played Halo in forever.
No, stop. Anyway.
Reach died.
Yes.
Make it anyway. In the end, he doesn't die.
Okay, so we're running out of time.
So.
Yeah.
Squares.
Atomic Ninjas.
No.
Yep.
It's a platformer that has same stuff in multiplayer. And you have to fight the other ninjas. Except that you can't actually, like, fist fight them. The only way to actually beat them is by knocking them into traps. Which is stupid.
That is dumb.
And then finally we have Squares.
Squares.
What is that
Squares
about?
Squares is a terrible game. Squares
no,
is a game for the PS Vita.
Never mind.
Featuring
I'm not playing
squares.
It. Don't have a Vita.
So the entire objective of the game, you have a bunch of squares show up on your screen. All the blue squares, you have to tap to turn gray. Some of them you have to double tap to turn gray.
Whoa.
You have to not tap any of the red squares, and there are some squares that have arrows in them that you need to swipe to the side to make them turn gray.
This is garbage.
How do you game, know if...
This is barely a mobile game.
That you have to double tap them.
Because they
Will
are
it say
darker
there's
gray.
There's an outline.
Okay.
There's like there's the blue in the middle, and then there's
this
a
This sounds
blue
more
outline.
Like a mobile game.
It is a mobile game. Most PS Vita games are mobile games.
Okay.
You can literally get most mobile games.
I see.
PS Vita.
I'd play it if it was a mobile game.
They should have just ported Ratchet and Clank Size Matters on the PS Vita. It wouldn't have made it any less bad, but
it probably
made the PS Vita any better.
It undoubtedly is a mobile game.
I'm going to look it up on my phone.
Anyway, we are just about out of time. So for all of us here at the Game Hoarders, we will see you all next week when we are invading your airwaves.
Bye-bye. Bye.